Firefighters and local authorities might get help from cooler temperatures in the forecast today as they battle the largest wildfire in Washington state history. That's as long as the lightning that's also forecast this week doesn't spark any new fires. The Carlton Complex fires in north-central Washington have burned 379 square miles. As of yesterday, the fire was only 2% contained. We heard last week from Bruce Craven of Pateras near Lake Chelan. He stayed behind to protect his home from the approaching fire. He told KUOW's Lisa Brooks this morning how his town has fared since then.
Well, it's calmed down a little bit. We're still without power. We're still under a boil water order. We've been able to get out and kind of look at the town and see what's actually happened. And we've really had a lot of influx of people coming in wanting to donate money, donate everything. I mean, up at the high school, the gym is full of stuff that people have donated, from individuals to companies. Like Home Depot's brought a bunch of stuff up. The pace of the town has picked up quite a bit since I talked to you last time.
Is your family back together?
Yes. Everybody's here at the house. We've actually had a friend of ours that let us use a house in Chelan that has power and water and all the amenities. But we've still been staying here, too. This is our home. So.
And last time we talked, you had said you had gone down and you'd kind of watched your church burn. But I understand that the situation for your church, anyway, wasn't as bad as you had been thinking at first.
No. You know, the block to the east of us, the whole city block, was pretty much leveled. There's three or four houses on all different sides of the church, and they were leveled too. When I was down there watching, the shrubberies, the trees that were next to the church, all the landscaping had burnt, and that's what led me to believe that the church was up. Some of the people that were standing there and there with me, we were in shock. We thought the whole thing had gone. When we came down Friday morning, you could see some char marks on the side of the church on the outside. Some of the windows had been cracked or busted. Different fixtures and stuff had melted a little bit. But the church itself was intact, and we actually went to service there Sunday morning.
What was that like?
It was something else. Everybody sat in there and told their stories and made me feel how fortunate we were to have a house. There was a lot of people in there that didn't. They'd lost pretty much everything. You know, basically what they got out of there was with their life and what they were wearing. So it made us feel a lot more fortunate than what we had.
So what do you think? It's always hard to know what the future brings, but what do you think it's going to be like in your community for the next several days, weeks, and even months?
Well, we went to a town meeting last night, and they tried to give us some information on what they thought as far as the power and the water situation was going to be. And you know, again, they're guessing like we are. The fire itself hasn't been put out in our area here, in our direct little spot. We're fine. I mean, the fire has moved past us, and there's really not much left to burn. Our big thing now is we get power. They're saying best case scenario for us is probably Saturday or Sunday or even Monday. Worst case scenario, we could be out for another month yet, so. A lot of the main transmission lines that feed this area were melted, literally just melted. Some of the lines are completely gone for miles. So they've got a monumental task ahead of them trying to get everything hooked back up. Our town has really come together, and I think we saw it last night especially. Just everybody's anxious to move on. We want to rebuild our town and make it a little bit better than it was before. I think with all the influx of help that's coming in, that we should be able to do that pretty easily. This is a pretty resilient place.
Not much left to burn, says Bruce Craven of Pateras, Washington, north of Chelan, in the path of the Carlton Complex fire, the largest in Washington state recorded history, 379 square miles now. Thunderstorms are forecast for eastern Washington by tonight or tomorrow. Those could bring heavy rain to the east slopes of the Cascades, which would be nice for firefighters, although storms can also bring high winds and lightning that could set off new fires. There are some 50 fires burning across the state. You're listening to KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. We'll keep you updated on the condition of the fires and the firefighting through the morning and in the coming days.